On this episode of No Common Sense, someone shit in Pelosi's yard. We talk about the Xbox Series S, and is there life on Venus? Let's find out. Hello, everyone. Before we start today's episode, I've got a few things to say before we can get this podcast underway. First, there are a few political segments in this episode of No Common Sense. I'll try to provide the timestamps so you can skip these segments if you'd like. Two, there's a YouTube video that I play in this video that has foul language. It drops the F-bomb a couple times, a couple other naughty words. There's naughty words, and this is an explicit podcast, but still, I think I should note it. Anyways, I don't recommend playing this around your kids. Three, do not poop in any public official's yard. In this episode, I'm kind of immature about it, I'll be completely honest, but just don't poop in any public figure's yard. It's not worth it. It's illegal. You'll get in big trouble. Just don't do it. It's immature. And honestly, the way it sounds, I don't sound like I condemn it very much in the episode. It's just because I'm with my friends and we're kind of making immature jokes about it. Just don't do it. Anyways, let's get into today's episode. Welcome to No Common Sense, or as it should really be called, Boring Nonsense. I'm with my co-hosts, Levi.
Hello, people of the world.
And Noah.
What is up? What is up?
That was a bit delayed.
Well, it didn't seem delayed on my end.
It seemed delayed on my end, but maybe that was just the internet. Anyways, doesn't matter. We're using Xbox Live Party. So, you know, you'll have some little moments where it craps out. But, you know, it's fine. It's better than what we were using before.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyways, with all of that nonsense out of the way, let's get on to our sponsors. All right, and we're back with No Common Sense. So, we've got some articles that we picked out today. They're from the internet. We didn't pull out a magazine or a newspaper, unfortunately. We're millennials, and we don't know how to do that. Actually, we're not millennials, or I choose to refer to myself as Gen Z. You know, because, you know, everything is kind of, as you say, kind of... What's the word? You can identify as anything. Let's just put it that way. So I identify as Gen Z. If you call me millennial, then you're gonna regret it. Anyways,
don't threaten the audience.
I'm just kidding, by the way. So, but seriously, don't call me millennial. So we've got some articles pulled up from some different sources, and I'm going to start first this week, because the last episode that was actually a real episode and not the crap that I had to put out 2 weeks ago, Noah went first and I went last, so we're going to trade the role, and I'm going to go first, and Noah's going to go last. So
Yes.
I was making sure I got that correct. And Levi is still in the middle. So,
yep.
So next time, he will be first.
Oh, great.
Hey, I mean, that's kind of how it should work, really. All right. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to start my timer, because as we've said in our previous episodes, we have 15 minutes to talk about our articles, and then they can cut us off, or if they want to let us keep on going and go into their time, then whatever. But we try to keep this show to about an hour. We have 15 minutes to discuss other topics, so here we go. Now, Here's my article. YouTuber explains why he livestreamed himself pooping on Nancy Pelosi's driveway.
Wee woo, wee woo.
Oh yeah, I forgot. And it's a political alert. Yep. All right, so let's get into it. The YouTube star who filmed himself defecating on the driveway of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco residence said he did so as a peaceful protest, but admitted it was a joke that got out of hand. The man, who identifies himself as Mondo on his online channels and requested to have his last name withheld for fear of retribution, told the Post that the incident started with a joke from commenters on his live stream. That's a great start.
Yeah.
The 28-year-old said he's part of a niche YouTube community that creates IRL, or in real life, live stream videos, chronicling long stretches of unfiltered daily life. He began the channel after he became homeless 6 years ago and hoped to show his viewers the realities of living on the street as he traveled from city to city. All right, there's more. But recent coronavirus-related lockdowns made daily life increasingly difficult, Mondo said, especially when businesses are closed to customers and no longer allow people to use their bathrooms. Anyways, that was one of the topics that we're kind of supposed to avoid, but we won't really discuss the thing happening around the world much more.
Yeah, yeah.
As a result, Saturday's livestream video, titled Poopalosi, began as a protest against the lack of resources for people living on the streets. While people in power, such as Pelosi, are able to get haircuts and live their daily lives fairly unchanged. I'd been hunting for a toilet all week, and the joke came up in the comments on one of my streams that, hey, you should take a crap at Pelosi's house.
Wow.
Wow. Just wow.
Mando told the Post. Everyone was enjoying the idea of it, and eventually I just couldn't hold it anymore. Like, you couldn't hold back from pooping on her driveway, or you just couldn't hold your crap anymore, and you'd already found her house. Okay, anyways.
Wow.
In the video, Mondo can be seen wandering... An ad popped up right in my way. Wandering the streets of San Francisco in search of Pelosi's home. Once there, he sets up a camera across the street and stands in what appears to be Pelosi's driveway for several minutes. He eventually salutes his viewers before squatting down to relieve himself on the pavement. That was for President Trump, he says, after exiting the frame.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Mondo told the Post that the comment was meant to be satire and that he's not really very political, although he supports Trump's accomplishments and is scared about rising crime in the state of the country. I fear America is becoming one big burned down city, he said. I kind of agree with him there.
I agree with him too.
Especially in some states like, I don't know, Oregon or Washington. Anyways, just a few hours after the incident, Mondo said he was stopped by officers with the Bay Area Rapid Transit Police Department, who detained him at the behest of Capitol Police, the agency tasked with protecting members of Congress. Quote, "It was scary. I thought my life was over in that moment," he said. "They kept asking me, are you this? Are you that? Are you Antifa?" And the Capitol Police were definitely watching my channel because I could hear them on the radio like, "Tell him to turn off the stream." A BART police spokesperson, I'm going to say that, confirmed the account, but said it did not have, said that it did not have any further information. Pelosi's office and Capitol Police did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Immediately following the incident, Mondo apologized to Pelosi on Twitter, saying, "At Speaker Pelosi, I know you may not ever see this, but I want you to know I meant no foul harm yesterday when I did what I did. I'm not proud of it at all, and I would just like for you to know that I have no ill will against you or anyone in an elected official's position. Mondo also told the Post that the act is not something I'm particularly proud of, in that he does not hold any ill will towards Pelosi or anyone else, although he hopes his peaceful protest will inspire those in power to provide more resources to those who are homeless or otherwise down on their luck. What better way to show someone the message, you know? We need more access to bathrooms. We need more access to resources out here. Now.
Wow.
All right, so before you respond, here's the video. Video's playing. It's about 1 minute and 42 seconds. Yeah, he's definitely taking a shit there. Oh, why is it zooming in? No, I don't want to see it. Okay, it's not a full, like, it's not a fully, like, it's, like, kind of edited. It's got memes over it. And obviously, they've also done some other effects, like,
zooming Hey, everybody, in. I just took a shit on Nancy Pelosi's right. driveway. Why? Fuck that bitch. Look it up. It's on YouTube. I just shit on Nancy Pelosi's driveway. America! Hell yeah! Fuck Pelosi! I just shit on her lawn!
Foul language. Yeah, sorry about that. Foul language
Look
warning.
Look me up! Thesenuts.com!
12 seconds later.
Okay, stop.
I'm just asking, what have I done?
Okay, I'm investigating right now a crime, so put your phone down. Take off your backpack. Don't reach for nothing.
I'm not.
Turn it off, put your hands behind your back.
Good. I know what I'm being suspected of committing.
For defecating on a public official's property.
What am I being investigated for? For defecating on a public official's property. That's what that's the exchange. Just in case that was hard to hear.
That's what you're being investigated for. Any more questions? Okay, how do you turn this off?
I'd appreciate if you wouldn't turn it off, please, for my personal protection and my recording. Don't.
Anyways, there's that. Yeah, sorry about that. Foul language warning. There's some F-bombs in that, so, yeah. Oop. Anyways, what are your thoughts on this article?
I don't really know. It's definitely different.
Yeah. I just want to know, like, I mean, I know his people were commenting telling him to do that, but, like, wake up in the morning... I feel like pooping on the speakers. No, I'm joking. I need to go now, and what better place to do it than at the speaker of the house?
Wow. To be fair, though, like, you look at there's actually a map of all the shit reports in San Francisco. It's literally looks like a brown pile. With how many shit reports get put in. So if there's so much shit on the streets, I mean, I guess might as well also show the speaker, like, that there's shit in her city. Like, she probably stays in the nice parts, right? Or around her house. She probably doesn't even look on the streets and see all the crap everywhere. So maybe it should be brought to her attention by it being on her front lawn. I don't know. Okay, I don't actually encourage people to do this. That's kind of disgusting.
Disgusting? It is disgusting.
Okay, it's
yeah, it's very kinda, disgusting.
Yeah, true. It's at the same time, it's kind of funny, but honestly, it's not worth it. You'll get arrested probably. Don't live stream if you're going to do it. You basically just set yourself up for getting caught and arrested and probably going to be charged with a crime. So if you're going to go do it, I guess don't do it with a video camera.
Yeah.
But you probably shouldn't do it at all.
Well, even yeah, then, I'm sure she had security cameras at her house too, so...
Yeah. Just all in all, just don't do it.
Even though it makes for hilarious content on the internet.
Cameron, don't encourage them.
I'm sorry, this is funny.
That is pretty funny.
It is funny. But the thing is, like, Pelosi, like, you look at pictures of Pelosi's district, it looks like a third world country. It really does. It looks awful. There's trash, there's homeless people everywhere. There's a lot of people saying that they have to, like, you know, put up BLM signs because they're afraid that their windows are going to get smashed. There's people that pee on doorways and poop in front of their businesses. I mean, it's disgusting out in San Francisco. Oh, yeah. And it used to be one of the most beautiful cities in the United States with a huge population of both rich, middle class. And even, like, the lower-income people were doing better because, obviously, there wasn't as many homeless problems. Like, you know, maybe it's, like, my colored vision, I guess, like, from, like, Disney movies that, like, I guess the biggest example is, like, I used to watch Homeward Bound 2, Lost in San Francisco. And it looked like it was a perfectly fine city. But, you know, again, it's a Disney movie. They're going to pick the best spots.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, honestly, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just one of those things, like, you hope that, well, it's, I mean, like, you could look at pictures from the 60s, though. Like, California looked good back then, I guess. I guess there's evidence that California hasn't always been this way.
It's, no, it's sad, especially with all the wildfires going on. It's mm-hmm. sad.
Oh, yeah, California is just in a bad state. Like, a lot of people are also moving out, and I don't blame them.
Oh, yeah.
Why live in a state like that? Like, one minute, like, your home could be there, and then the next it could be burned up by a fire. Might as well just sell it and then let someone else deal with it, I guess. I don't know. I mean, that sounds kind of heartless, but I'm not trying to make it sound that way. It's just, there's a kind of a point to it. It's like, why live in a state that has so many problems, right?
Oh, yeah. I know I would. Yeah.
They even have a lot of water shortages in Southern California. So.
Yeah. But a lot of people that live there probably were born there, and, you know, kind of like how we are where we live, you know?
It's like we hate it's it home, here, but it's but home. It's home. Like, yeah. We want to get out, but yet there's still, like, a special place in our hearts for where
exactly.
we
exactly.
Yeah, like, bingo. Family and memories and... Yeah. By the way, like, some of the worst states, like, that are commonly listed, California, Illinois, New York, New Jersey, just don't live in those states.
Oh, yeah.
Pick some good states, like, I don't know, Florida, Texas... Like, a lot of people love Texas. A lot of people love Florida. Florida's actually kind of mixed. There's people that love it, and there's people that hate it. But, you know, more people, I'd say, like Florida than hate it. Obviously, because people wouldn't be moving there.
There's you more say,
people
I like,
moving to Florida than there's people like, moving out.
I like Texas whenever I went there.
Mm-hmm. Like, the people
nice
are pretty...
Place.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people there are pretty friendly, actually, in Florida. Or not Florida, Texas, sorry. I haven't been to Texas, though. But I think...
I've been to Florida, but not Texas.
Have you noticed that, Levi? Did people seem pretty nice in Texas?
Fairly nice, yeah. I've been to both Florida and Texas, so...
Yeah. I think people are fairly nice in Florida as well. Unless it's, like, really hot outside. But, you know... I kind of... Like the state, Iowa doesn't seem too bad. People don't talk about hating Iowa that much.
I wouldn't mind probably living in Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ohio seems pretty nice. I don't know, there's a lot of nice states, but don't live in Illinois, California, New York, or New Jersey, whatever you do. Like, those... I wouldn't live in Oregon or Washington either at this point.
Yeah, definitely not.
Even though they're pretty states. Like, there's, like, these beautiful forests out there. And even in Northern California, it's pretty, too. They got that redwood forest.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, one of those states that it's nice to visit, but it's not nice to stay, if it makes any sense. If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
nice place to visit, not a place to stay. I think there's plenty of places like that. But anyways, 15 minutes. Levi, you go next.
Alright, so from YouTubers pooping on political people's driveways, we move on to scientists theorizing that there could be life on Venus.
No. I think you sent this to me, actually.
Yeah, he did.
All right, so there's a lot of like news articles that I could have chosen because a lot of people reported on this. I chose The Atlantic.
Ooh, my favorite source. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. They probably all have the same information.
No.
Okay, so scientists revealed that they have detected traces of a gas in the Venusian atmosphere that, according to everything they understand about Venus, shouldn't be there. They considered many explanations for what could be producing the gas, known as phosphine, and settled on an explanation guided by what they know about our own planet. On Earth, phosphine, a toxic gas, is produced by microorganisms. So, Clara Sousa Silva, a molecular astrophysicist at MIT, and one of the authors of this new study, say, as crazy as it might sound, our most plausible explanation is life. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know. Like I said, yeah, I've said this before. I don't remember if I've said this even in a podcast or maybe in a video. I just do not believe in extraterrestrial life.
I mean, I believe microorganisms.
I'm actually a little bit on the fence on that. I think that there could be microorganisms.
I could see microorganisms.
Yeah, but not intelligent life. Like, if they're talking about microorganisms, then yeah, I can see it. Or like, basically.
I mean, even if it's a micro, even if it is like a microorganism, it's still not like, if it is like a whole new thing and not like common to Earth, it would still technically be classified as an alien. It would be extraterrestrial.
True. Yeah, I do agree. I believe there could be extraterrestrial microorganisms. I don't believe that there's extraterrestrial intelligent life.
I agree with Cameron on this.
And I think for, like, actually, like, there, like, before Earth had oxygen, before we had an oxidating atmosphere, we had something called non-oxidating atmosphere, which basically meant, like, it had no oxygen. And so pretty much life had to form somehow, and they did an experiment in like lightning, water, kind of like different elements from what the, you know, whatever it's called, like from the very early atmosphere. So like from the storms and the heat and everything else, like there was enough chemical reactions to basically produce life, and they are actually able to simulate the pre-oxygen atmosphere in a lab. Like the pink gas actually was cells. Like it looked like a pink gas. Those were actually living organisms, and like they were actually forming like RNA sequences. So like before DNA, animals only had RNA. So, I can't exactly remember the article, or not the article, but I can't exactly remember who did the study or what, but I could probably find that information and I'll put it in the podcast show notes. But there's actually evidence that you don't need oxygen for life, necessarily. To start the chain reactions for life, at least.
Right.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I have more to say.
Okay.
Okay, so the article goes on to say that even though the phosphine molecules have been found in Venus's atmosphere, that does not necessarily mean that scientists have found, like, 100% proof of alien life. It could just be evidence of a phenomenon scientists can't explain yet. It could just be some sort of chemical process that scientists haven't discovered.
Honestly, I'm a little bit more willing to believe that. But that's just me.
Yeah, it's... I don't know, I could see something about... I could see microorganisms. I could actually see something like that. But as far as intelligent life, I don't believe in that.
Yeah.
I'm a firm believer that there could be a civilization out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible, but I think the likelihood is 1 or basically 0.1%. I'm pretty low on.
Yeah, same. I almost don't even have a. Because it's not proven, so really, I have somebody that I know that really believes in Bigfoot. You haven't seen him. He was you see these, pictures, and they're all blurry and such, and this and that. But I guess this is kind of still on the same topic. Do you guys believe in Bigfoot?
Not really.
I think... I would actually kind of say it's one of the more believable cryptids because...
Yeah. I would say it's more the most believable, for sure.
Because it could just be an undiscovered species of ape.
Yeah.
And there's still parts of the Earth that have not been completely mapped out yet. I'd say the land has been mostly looked at, but there could be still some... life hidden in the land. They find new stuff in the rainforest all the time. There's nothing suggesting that they couldn't find some kind of ape-like creature here in the U.S. either. There could be some spots. It could be a government conspiracy. Who knows? To hide that Bigfoot exists. They might actually have one captured. You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have it captured, and then every once in a while they let it out to roam around. That's whenever people be like, oh, look, there's Bigfoot, get his picture.
I wouldn't go with that, but,
I'm making a joke.
I know. They it's in Area 51. That's where it is. With every other, thing that I would say is probably not real. But anyways.
Yeah.
Would you say, I'm getting on to a conspiracy kind of tangent thing. Would you say that Area 51 is a cover-up for a more secretive base?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll believe that.
The government hides a lot of stuff from us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. By the way, you probably heard my game making noises. I'm deciding to play Microsoft Flight Simulator, and I did mute it, but, when you're first
looking at
the game, it doesn't really listen to that, so.
Right.
We're all playing video games, actually.
Yeah, like I said, we like to play, because, rather than just sit and stare at our blank Xbox screens or computer screens, we gotta do something.
Mm-hmm. Might as well keep your brain focused on something while you talk.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm playing Microsoft Flight Simulator. What are you playing, Noah?
I am playing Fortnite at the moment.
And Levi?
And I'm on Minecraft.
Yeah, kind of off topic, but, I thought I'd let you know. What the hell is that? That was my game, apparently.
I said, I don't know.
I heard this... it sounded like a vacuum cleaner.
Nice vacuum cleaner impression.
And it was like the landing gear going up. Anyways.
But yeah, like I said, my article is kind of short. It's really all I have to say.
All right, is it on to me?
Yep.
I would suppose so.
All right, well, this article is something serious, something that we all enjoy and that we discussed a while back. Actually, Levi has sent it to our group chat. So, well, yes and no. But this is sort of like it. This article comes from The Verge, and this was back when the Xbox, the new Xbox is like the specs and like all this stuff was not like released yet. Like it was released, but I'll just get into it. Anyways, the title of it is Xbox Series S leaks with $299 USD price. The Series X will reportedly be at $499 and launch on November 10th. And that reportedly has been proven by Xbox. They have announced it on their Twitter, as Levi showed us before.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let me go down.
Can I interject real quick?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can.
I would say with that kind of price range, they're trying to push people to go more digital with like the fully digital console being like, what is it, like $200 less?
Oh, yeah. They definitely want you to go digital because they're tired of, like, I'm guessing they're, like, I hate to say it, but DVDs, CDs, they're trying to make, that's going to go obsolete. It's not going to be long.
Well, that's why I gotta collect as much as I can before they just disappear.
Yep. Yeah, because for crying out loud, I have stinking still VHSs that I can watch.
Yeah, who remembers VHS tapes?
I do.
Me?
Yeah, surprisingly, we still had VHSs at our house because, you know, we were kind of, I'd say all of us were kind of poor.
Yeah, my very first house that I lived in when I was younger, it was a single wide trailer, and you could literally fart outside, and somebody inside could hear it.
Wow.
Like, yeah, I'm not even joking. Anyways, with both consoles, like I said, it said is to retail $499 for the Series X, or at $35 a month. Apparently they're doing a payment plan type thing that'll like include Xbox Live and Game Pass and stuff, which is cool. Mm-hmm. That is very cool. And also it's at $25 a month for the Series S. And then they ended up like leaking, it says the Series X S name has already shown up in leaked controller packaging. So obviously everything's being leaked, but the question is though, how much of a performance hit will you take with the Series S, and how much of a wallet hit will you take with the Series X?
That's true. With the latter, they let you do a payment system with the Xbox One X as well. So I mean, they're probably possibly going to offer the same thing to where you could pay monthly for both, for like Xbox Live Gold for the Xbox Game Pass, or wait, no, Xbox Game Pass, yeah. Ultimate probably, and the console.
Yeah. But it did say that $25 a month is for the Xbox, the Xbox and Game Pass, and you know.
That's a little expensive.
Well, it's for the Xbox as well. You got to think it's for the Xbox, for the Game Pass, and for the Live.
Yeah, I know.
Which you will be paying more in the long run for if you think about it.
What is it? How many months? 24.
I think it's 24 months. Let's see. Let me go back up. Oh, actually, it doesn't even say. Yeah, it doesn't say at all. I don't know.
I'd say, like, I think from last time I looked, I think it was 24 months for the Xbox
Series. It most likely is.
Or the Xbox One X. Did he say it was retailing, like, this is the Series S, right?
Mm-hmm. What about the Series S? Yes, the Series S is being reported at, or it is shown at $299.
You know how much it will be with this payment plan?
How much?
If it's 24 months and it's $25, $600.
Yeah, but you also got to think it's also included Xbox Live, which is $60 a year. So add $120 to the $299 price. Actually, and I don't know how much Game Pass is.
Actually, they got rid of the $60 one-year cards.
They did do that. Which sucks. Like, I don't like that at all.
Yeah, but I assume if you went ahead and signed up, like as like you actually did it on a debit card or whatever, they'll probably
like auto pay.
Yeah, auto pay. It'll probably
let you. Oh, because as you say, my Xbox is set up to auto pay 60.
Yeah,
so then we can have like full year.
Mine too.
So I assume as long as you have auto pay on, you probably are fine.
Okay, well, that's not too bad then.
I'm pretty sure. I don't think they're selling the cards anymore though. They're wanting you to go to the $25 or like the 3 months for $25 or the 1 month for
$29. Yeah.
I'm saying like also, they're probably gonna grandfather you in, that's what I'm trying to say. Like they'll probably oh, yeah. Like, if you already signed in for or signed up for auto pay, it's probably fine. But otherwise new customers will have to pick either 3 months for $25 or 1 month for $9.99.
Oh yeah.
So you don't get the halfway discount anymore.
Yeah. The Series S. The thing is, with you getting the Series S instead of the Series X, is the Series S comes with 1080. Because you can't, they won't play 4K titles, but.
Yeah, they'll let you. Like, that's kind of weird, though, because they're like, that's. The Xbox One X, which was going out, was around that. It's kind of around the price of that, what that console's going to be. Why aren't they. I mean, yeah, it's like $350. Like, it's $350, but still, that's like $50 off. Why aren't they including 4K? They said 1440p for gaming monitors.
So. Yeah, the Series S says the Series S will benefit from the Series X's hugely increased CPU power and SSD performance, meaning it'll run true to next-generation games, but the reduction in GPU power means it likely won't output modern titles in 4K resolution. While the Xbox One X can run some Xbox One games in 4K, it won't be able to play the next-gen versions of the game at all. Next-gen versions of games at all, so.
What I'm assuming that means is that you might be able to, You might be able to play some, like, Xbox One X games that they optimize for 4K. You know, like, previous generation games.
Right,
but,
yeah, yeah.
But they're not going to let you play new games in 4K. I hope I'm not about to crash my plane. Is it still...
But yeah, with the $299 is not a bad price for the Series S, and the Series X is not, it's a little high, but I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not going to be purchasing a new console for a while. Like, I'm going to hang on to my Xbox One S for a little while because it runs fine. And what did they say? You are still able to play it for a little bit, kind of like the Xbox 360.
The thing is, though, I've noticed that, like, a lot of people say that the Xbox One S is starting to even struggle playing, like, 2019, 2020 titles. So, and I've got the original Xbox One. I've got the OG one, like the one before
they
upgraded
it.
Yeah, you do. So I'm thinking I'm probably going to go ahead and upgrade.
Yeah.
But I want an Xbox One X because I've got a 4K TV. So it might be a little while for me as well.
Are you going to get the Xbox One X, or are you going to go for the new Series S or Series X?
I meant Series X, sorry.
Oh, so you're going to go for the Series X.
Yeah, because I want 4K.
But are you going to, like, fork up $500 for it?
I'm going to save up. Like, I'm not going to buy it immediately. And honestly, I might wait about a couple months, and I might wait to see if there's, like, some kind of sale on it.
Yeah, I'd say a couple months to a year I'm going to wait, honestly. I would say in between 3 to 6 months, or 3 months to a year.
Yeah.
Until I end up getting it.
Probably after Christmas I'll start considering it, because I'll get some Christmas money. Plus, you know, I do have a decent income coming in, so...
I just have other priorities to spend my money on, so that's why. And I mean, I play Xbox and I play games a lot, but not as much as I used to, and I don't feel like upgrading. And if I was to upgrade, I'm probably going to upgrade to the S, not the X. Because 4K really don't mean much to me, honestly. I mean, yes, it looks good. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that at all. But.
Oh my god, is my plane.
It's not necessary, though.
It's not necessary.
Sorry, my plane was in a stall.
Don't these consoles launch in November?
Yeah.
November 10th is when Xbox said they are released. So Xbox even announced it. So it is a 100% thing unless they decide to delay it, which could very well be the case too.
Because of things going on in the world right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Honest, I think it was November 10th for Series X.
I think it was both.
Yeah, they're launching both consoles on the same date. Series X and Series S.
This airplane hates me right now.
Right.
I'm getting focused on my game. And
you're getting sidetracked, Cameron. Anyways, what do you guys think about that, Levi? I haven't heard too much input from you.
Well, I mean, like, I don't really know what to say.
Are you interested in getting them eventually at all?
Yeah, I mean, like, eventually I'll probably try to upgrade to the next console.
But it'll probably be not within, like, it'll probably be a couple years.
Because, I mean, like, Xbox is, like, completely, like, redoing, like, their entire format. Like, they're, like, if you're going to get physical copies of the games, they're not going to say up at the top of the box, it's not going to say Xbox Series X. It's just going to say Xbox on it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I'm pretty sure, aren't they, like, making it to where, like, you buy the game once, you can play it, like, anywhere?
Yep. That is something I do like.
Yeah.
And, like, they say, like, this new console, it says you will be able to play thousands of games from four different generations. So they're, like, going all the way back to the original Xbox.
That's cool.
Oh my god. What are you doing?
Didn't they say that people with the new platform can still cross platform with the Xbox One S and X?
Maybe.
Like, because if they don't, that's gonna suck, and we're gonna end up. I think I heard something about that. Anybody who's watching this or hearing this, please give us, like, a comment or let us know, because I am very curious.
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus. Come on, get back on the flight.
I believe I'm done with my...
Any last
with my topic?
Tidbits to add in?
No, any I other... believe...
Any other things you've heard in the recent days you want to say?
Well, I would definitely kind of like to talk about the topics that we didn't get to talk about last week a little bit.
Either I'm stupid or I forgot what I was talking about.
I mean, I don't remember mine.
I really don't now.
I do, but... Okay, I
mean, no clue. Cameron, if you want to talk about your previous topic that you didn't get to speak about, you can.
Where are we at in the recording, actually? Let me make sure we're on time. We're at 22 minutes. I think the other timer was... Well, actually, I have two different timers. One was set at about the 15-minute mark, so we're at about, I think, 37 minutes. All right, so... end the recording right now. So, last time before I screwed up because I didn't turn my microphone on, like in the NVIDIA GeForce software, the last episode, so I made that crappy little mini episode explaining what happened there. But anyways, I was not very happy. And actually, I'll get into another story after this little thing, but basically, I kind of reviewed Microsoft Flight Simulator last episode, and all I'm going to say is it's an amazing game, and I think you should pick it up. But also, after I was done recording that episode, like, not too long after, like, because I was working on my computer and everything, and anyways, I was trying to get the speakers to work, and we had basically decided not to record the same episode again. Two nights later? Or three nights later?
Yeah. Yes, I think it was three
Something
nights
like
later.
That.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyways, after I was done working on my computer, I had put my keyboard up on my soundbar, right? Working on my computer. Well, my iPad was right below it, and the keyboard fell off the soundbar, and it smashed right into my iPad.
Yeah.
And it had a huge crack, like a huge, like, divot, and then had cracks in the screen. And that's a $950 iPad, and I didn't get AppleCare. So here's a lesson, everyone. Get AppleCare, because I had to pay $650.
Eesh.
That's an ouch. That was like a brand new one almost.
Yeah, it was only a couple months old. And here's the thing. If I would have had AppleCare, it would have been $50. It's a big oof. So make sure you get AppleCare, like when you buy a new Apple product, or you'll get ripped off. In my opinion.
Yeah. I guess we have a quick amount of time, excuse me, but I have the original iPad mini, like the original very first one they came out with, which is not good anymore, obviously, because you can't update the iOS anymore. But anyways, back a few years ago, whenever I had my iPad, and I don't know, it was like about one and a half years old probably, and my screen started like glitching out, like literally it would like, you know how it would take if you took your finger on a screen and you went back and forth with it really fast and it would jitter? Well, my iPad would do that without the case, it would just do that all the time. I actually sent that into Apple because like it sat on the shelf for probably about six months to a year, because I couldn't play with it. And out of nowhere, I said, I want a new iPad. So I ended up sending it in, and they actually gave me a new one, but it was that first generation. They gave me a new one back for free. I didn't have AppleCare or nothing.
Right, but that's accidental. Or, like, not accidental, but that was the limited warranty.
Yes. Probably the limited warranty. I sent it in, they gave me a new one. I'm like, cool. Now I just use that iPad. It still works. It's still almost brand new because I never use it. So now it's just sitting here.
Yeah, I had an iPad mini for school, and I thought it was kind of trash, honestly.
I actually liked the iPad mini. I liked it whenever it was. Now it's way too outdated and slow.
Yeah. No, it was even too slow back then. But anyways, it was like a thing about the iOS 8 era, I think.
Yeah.
Anyways, which wasn't iOS 8 kind of a problem child?
Yes, definitely. Right now, I think it's stuck at like iOS 9.6, I think it is. I don't know.
Anyways,
but yeah. Are we going to talk about our recommendations, or do we have anything else?
Well, I was actually going to say a funny story. So I have a funny story about a warranty. So I've got two. So the first one is, I had a Moto G5 Plus. I'll go with this one first. I had a Moto G5 Plus, and anyways, I basically got ice cream in the speaker, and the ice cream had dried in the speaker and then messed it up. Well, I was on the phone with tech support, and I kind of accidentally let it slip that happened. But they still let me send the phone, because I guess I didn't hear it or ignored it or I don't know what. But I sent in a phone with accidental damage to Motorola, and they sent me back another one. with ice cream in the speaker. So probably when they were like doing an examination of it, and they saw like the dried ice cream in there, and they're like, who in the hell let this phone come in? I feel bad. Sorry if you were the tech support guy that took my call and you got fired because you took a phone with ice cream speaker damage. Ice cream in the speaker.
Cameron, basically you're saying, sorry guy who I ruined their life.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that happened or not. It could have just went by without anything happening. They probably were just mad. They opened it up, they were kind of mad, but they were just like, okay, whatever, just send it. I don't know. Because you'd think they'd look at the phone first before they'd send another one, but maybe they didn't even look at it until after they'd sent me the phone, and they were just like, too late now.
Yeah.
So, okay, the second story is, so I had had a Moto G4 Plus. I had Geek Squad protection on it. Well, anyways, about 9 months into owning it, the battery started messing up. 9 months. And I was pretty pissed off, right? Like, because it's not that old, right? So I sent it in. So they said, we're going to give you a refurbished phone. I'm like, ugh. You know, because, like, refurbished either means two things. Either it's going to be okay and it'll suit your purposes and there's nothing really wrong with it, or it's going to be awful. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You have, you'll usually have a mixed experience with those kind of products, right? Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. So I was a little bit nervous. Well, anyways, they couldn't even get any used, or they couldn't even get any, not used, but they couldn't even get any renewed Moto G4 Pluses, because I think they stopped manufacturing them, and I guess not enough people bought them to have very much stock of refurbished models. So I got a $300 gift card from Best Buy, and I was basically, the Moto G5 Plus had came out at the time, so I basically upgraded to a Moto G5 Plus. And then I had that model of phone. I had two of them, but I had that model of phone for 2 years and 1 month.
Nice.
And now I've got a Pixel 3a.
Yeah, okay. I've got an iPhone X. Just finished paying $1,000 on it, and I'm not getting a new phone until that freaking thing crashes, because I'm not spending money on phones anymore for a while.
Here's what I have to say about you commenting on your iPhone X. Flex much.
Flex much? It's not flexing. It has its issues. Like, for once, like, I don't know if it's because I've got lint clogged in the speaker, but one of the bottom speakers don't work.
Oh, no.
I think it's because it's lint caught in it, though, and it's been that way for a while.
Just get.
Tried to blow it out. I've tried to blow it out.
Get a pan. Get like a little tiny.
Okay.
I don't know how to describe it, but be very careful. Be very gentle. But get a kind of a paperclip or something that's thinner.
Yeah.
And kind of
right.
Jiggle it around and then kind of shake it.
Well, we have a air compressor, so I thought about getting one of those little, because we have an air compressor with a tiny little thing, and just spraying it and see if it'll get the air out of it.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Just make sure you put it on a very low pressure, because you don't want it, because you could accidentally blow up your speaker.
Blow it out. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So be very careful when you do that. That's why I kind of recommend a gentler tool, I don't know, what are they called? Clothespins or what? No.
Yeah.
Something small and kind of
thin. Paperclip.
Yeah, like a paperclip or something thinner than that. I think there's something kind of thinner.
Yeah, right. You got a thumbtack.
I wouldn't do a thumbtack because the point's not long enough.
It's a little more pointer, yeah.
Like a needle, basically.
Yeah.
Anyways, besides that, all right, let's move on to recommendations.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let you two take it from here. First, I mean.
Yeah. Do you want me to, Cam? I'll do
I'll
it.
I'll let you go first.
All right. Well, let's... here we go. Gotta find it. I have got it. All right. The thing I'm recommending this week is actually a movie.
Ooh.
In forever. No. Anyways, I am recommending the movie Ford versus Ferrari.
Nice.
Yeah, I love one of my absolute favorite movies, and I'm going to end up buying it soon because I haven't bought it. I've watched it in the theaters when it came out. But
okay.
It is two. It's a long movie with 2 hours and 32 minutes. Long movie. But I'll get into the basics. It's
American automotive designer Carol Shelby and fearless British race car driver Ken Miles battle corporate interference, the laws of physics, and their own personal demons to build a revolutionary vehicle for the Ford Motor Company. Together, they plan to compete against the race cars of Enzo Ferrari at the 24 Hours of Le Mans in France in 1966.
Can I make a little interjection?
Yes.
It's Le Mans.
Le Mans.
Le Mans. Anyways, it's French.
Yeah.
You don't say Perrier, you say Perrier, for example.
It is true. But it's a great movie. I absolutely love it. Apparently, the box office, it made $225.5 million.
That's a pretty successful movie, it seems like.
Yes.
What was the budget?
Because
if it, like, the ratio from budget to box office, I mean, $200 million is pretty successful. But if it was, like, a $140 million film, it might be
$97.6 million.
Okay, so, yeah, that was pretty good profit there.
Yeah, good movie.
Do you have a favorite scene? All right,
Cameron.
Oh, I was gonna. Like, without spoiling too much, but, like, where would you, like, say, like, your favorite scenes are? Like, middle of the movie, beginning?
I would say at the end, but not at the very, very end, because if you guys know the history of it, you know what happens. Mm-hmm. You know what happens in the, because just by seeing the history, if you know the history of it. But my favorite was in the end with our last of the race and stuff. But just this, the hurdles they jumped over to beat Ferrari, Enzo Ferrari. It's just wow.
Yeah, here's the thing though. Ford was actually a bigger company though at the time than Ferrari was. They were trying to buy Ferrari, but
they did. That's in the movie as well. That is in the movie that they try to offer, and. Well, insofar, I just was like, no, you mock me.
Yeah, you know, originally he was actually going along with the deal, though, too. Like
that's, he was. And if you guys watch the movie or you look it up, you can see that because the movie literally has almost, I say almost at all, it does. It really goes in depth because it's a 2.5-hour movie.
Oh. That was my controller vibrating because I touched down at St. Louis. Alright, anyways. Here's, I guess now it's my turn to go.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so the movie I'm recommending this week is, it's a sad one. I will admit, it's a sad movie. We had just, so last week, it will be last week at this point. Wait, no. Is it 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago was 9/11, right?
Yeah.
At the time of the episode coming out. I think yes, right now it's like a week. But anyways, it was like last Friday because today's Tuesday.
Yes, it is Tuesday.
And it was on Friday. So anyways, the movie I'm recommending is called United 93. And here's a synopsis. A defining day in our history. It's an event that shook the world. Honest, unflinching, and periodically moving, United 93 tells the unforgettable story of the heroic passengers and crew members who prevented the terrorists from carrying out their plans for the fourth hijacked plane on September 11th, 2001. An on-ground military and civilian teams scrambled to make sense of the unfolding events. 40 people sat down as strangers found the courage to stand up as one. So, pretty much the movie's about the last flight of that day, United 93, the one that crashed in a field.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that tried to take out the hijackers. And I will tell you, like, it's an emotionally intense film. Like, if you're pretty sensitive to emotions, I didn't really cry, but there was a couple scenes that I almost did, because it was... there were some scenes that were rough. Like, event, especially, like, they actually show an air traffic control tower that was situated not too far from the World Trade Center, and they, like it just showed the second plane hitting it, and just the silence and their looks on their faces, like from watching that, like just the silence, and it's just really, really heartbreaking. Especially since we know that 2,000 people, or 2,800 people died that day. Something like that.
Yeah,
like
very, really, really, it was a very sad day.
And honestly, like, you root for those passengers to get into that cockpit to take out the terrorists. It's one of these, like, narrative films, so it's not actually very much, like, story-based. Like, they don't, like, have a narrator. It's kind of like it, like, just goes through the motions, and they kind of, like, not like go through the motions, it's the wrong word, but it's like basically they kind of tell it from like a very like real, like it's kind of like traveling in at like from the day itself, like so like you start in the morning when the terrorists wake up, like you start when they were coming into the FAA building, you see the towers of different airports, you see the planes, and like you see the United 93 flight itself, like it's actually a pretty comprehensive story of what happened. It kind of just explains, like, it shows all of it, basically. Like, so there's no narrator, there's no, like, this is a documentary film. They basically just kind of turned it into a, I say they called it, like, what would you call it? Kind of like a moving story, I guess. Like, it's just like,
right,
from one scene to another, like the whole day unfolding. And I think that's perfect. Like, honestly, sometimes I get annoyed at documentaries because they're like talking over everything. And like, I mean, like, documentaries have a place, right? But sometimes I kind of like the films that don't really like have a narrator explaining things to you and like how it changed the world, and I don't know. I kind of like the films that sometimes just kind of show events and everything and let you kind of fill in the details, I guess. If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
But it's a really sad film. I'd say like people that have like are really emotional, you might want to deeply prepare yourself for this. Like, even I almost cried. And I don't typically cry during movies. There's been a couple times, right? There's been some sad movies that I've cried.
Right.
But, like, it's not very common for me to cry during films. Like, even really sad ones. Most of the time. Unless, like, just, like, the situations are right. Or, like, I'm just in a sad state already. Sometimes a sad movie will make me cry. But other than that, like, I'd say this movie, like, was really close. And probably if I wasn't like already kind of preparing for it, I probably would have. Like, if I would have just saw this movie on TV, I probably would have cried. So, you know, I'd kind of already prepared for it because I got told that you kind of need to mentally prepare for this film, and I did.
See, I forget, where did they speculate that airplane was going to go again?
They think it was going to hit they thought it was going to hit the Capitol building.
Yeah.
Or they thought it was going to hit the White House, basically. Well, that's the Capitol building, right? Pretty sure. I think so. They thought it was either going to hit the White House or they thought it was going to hit the Congress building.
I would bet. I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I bet you. Yeah, I bet you that's what they're going to go for, honestly. I thought that.
Yeah, they already hit the Pentagon, so, I mean...
Yeah, looking for they did.
Top, and they were headed towards Washington, D.C. I can't think of any, like, any building besides those two that they wouldn't want to target.
Exactly. Like, where else would they want to go?
Besides maybe, like, the Lincoln Memorial or the Supreme Court, maybe? Like, that, but that's very unlikely.
I would say they were going after the White House, honestly.
Yeah, or the Congress building. Which is called the Capitol. Yeah, Capitol Hill, so yeah, Capitol. Capitol building. A lot of people speculated that they were heading towards the Capitol. So I actually think I remember the list of airplanes. I think it was American 11 was the first plane to hit. It hit the North Tower. What was it? United 147 hit the South Tower. And then United... I forget the last number, but it was a United flight that hit the Pentagon. I'd basically done a lot of research into this before. I watched a movie and, like, because I was interested, because, you know, I'm going to be completely honest and say, like, 9/11's a bit after my time. It's a bit, well, yeah. It's a bit after my time. I was only a couple months old when it happened. So, I guess that kind of gives you
age. I was almost a year. Yeah. I was almost a year.
But, you know, that's still not enough to remember it. Like, I can remember some stuff from when I'm younger, but not too much. So, there's like usually I just remember the bad stuff, unfortunately, but there's some good stuff I kind of remember from time to time. Yeah. But, you know, that's, I don't know, one of the worst days in history, and I wanted to know more about it, because we do never need, like, we never want to forget 9/11. Like, never forget, as they say.
And I just got more. Sadly, a lot of people forget.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they do. Especially in today's political climate, and people probably get mad at for us saying that, but, you know, you don't act very, like, some people just don't act very appreciative of our country, or the police officers who died, you know, the police officers that went in and risked their lives that day.
Yeah. Can I do a quick political alert?
Yeah.
Okay, quick political alert. Wee woo wee woo. Anyways, when I hear people, like, I literally looked at this thing, and I saw this on Facebook just a couple days ago, on 9/11, actually. And I saw somebody comment saying, this was almost 20 years ago, so I quit bringing it up. Oh, you mean like whenever the blacks were slaves?
Oh, Jesus. Like,
yeah.
I mean, that's, they got a point, because that was like 200 years ago.
Yeah. I'm like... yeah, it kind of makes sense. If you're going to keep bringing up something that happened 200 years ago, why are you, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, actually, it's been, well, yeah, and yeah, slavery is an institution, yeah, about 200. Although there was, of course, still political battles, like, you know, even like, what was it? What, it's 2020, 1960, so how many years ago was that? Let's see, I'm bad at math. About 60 years ago, we still had Jim Crow laws in this country. So I think there's kind of a point of, like, talking about Jim Crow laws, maybe.
Right.
Being 60 years ago, because that was a bit more recent, right? But, I don't know, like, even if they're going to, like, say, 9/11 was 20 years ago, well, you know, same Jim Crow laws were 60 years ago. I think they both have equal or... I think even 9/11 might even have a more of a significance on our country to this day, because we're still fighting wars 19 years later in the Middle East. We don't really have civil rights law problems in this country, except California wants to repeal theirs. There's civil rights provision in their constitution, but, you know, nobody wants to talk about that. They want to, they call it affirmative action. Yeah, right. And they call us racist.
Yeah.
Affirmative action is, like, one of the most racist things I've ever heard of. But
all right.
Yeah, that was this was a bit more than.
That was a tangent and a half.
Yeah, and plus,
I know.
Plus, people are probably gonna be like, "We're probably gonna get canceled."
Oh yeah, who?
Canceled before I can make my own What you call it? Can't think of the word now.
Podcast?
No.
YouTube channel?
No.
Recommendation?
That's it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the word.
Couldn't think of the word recommendation.
Oof.
Yeah. That's just how my brain works sometimes. I just forget words.
Anyways, you can go on with your recommendation.
Okay, so usually I make movie recommendations, but this time I'm going to do a TV series recommendation.
I mean, it's a bit different. We did two movie recommendations, so mm-hmm. What do you got?
So I am going to recommend AMC's The Walking Dead.
Hmm. Ooh. Nice.
Because they have recently announced that the show will officially be ending with season 11.
Oh, wow.
I'm not going to say about time, but I'd say the best time, the best season that I've watched was season 3.
But along with the cancellation of the main flagship show, The Walking Dead, they did announce a new spinoff.
Oh, great.
Oh, go figure.
They have announced that they're going to make a spinoff show based on two of the main characters from the main show. It's going to be centered around Carol and Daryl.
Hmm.
Keep holding on to the coattails.
I mean, they also have the other show, the original first spinoff, which was Fear the Walking Dead, which has five seasons, which is going on to its sixth. And then they have their newest one that's called The Walking Dead World Beyond, which is supposed to be centered around like the first group of kids that were that like grew up during the apocalypse.
They're just going to milk it for all it's worth. They're just going to grab that cow titty and just keep on milking it.
But I would say it is a really good show. I mean, a lot of people think that, like, The Walking Dead's like, oh, zombies, who cares? But for those people, like, everyone's pretty much heard of The Walking Dead by this point. But for those people that have been living underneath a rock and have no idea what we're talking about, I'm going to give a synopsis. Okay, it says, based on the comic book series written by Robert Kirkman, this gritty drama portrays life in the months and years that follow a zombie apocalypse. A group of survivors travel in search of safety and security, constantly on the move in search of a secure home. But the pressure of each day to stay alive sends many in the group to the deepest depths of human cruelty, and they soon discover that the overwhelming fear of the survivors can be more deadly than the zombies walking among them. At times, the interpersonal conflicts present a greater threat to their continuing survival than the walkers that roam the country. So,
yeah.
I've been watching the show recently. And I'm on season 8 out of 10 so far, and they're like during like they're like mid season of 10. It's supposed to the second half of season 10 is supposed to air this October, I'm pretty sure, and then season 11 I think's been delayed to like later next year or so. Like it's gonna be like 2021, 2022 ish.
Hmm. I don't. That'll be the
end of the original flagship show, but they have like a bunch of like spinoffs. Like they have Carol and Daryl. There's this other spinoff they announced called Tales of the Walking Dead, the Fear of the Walking Dead, Walking Dead World Beyond, yada yada.
Yeah, like I said, they're just gonna keep on making.
I mean, they're kind of like building a universe, even though some of these characters will never interact with each other overall, but it's supposed to like take place all in the same timeline.
Well, you gotta think of this too. I mean, yeah, The Walking Dead's doing this, but just think of how many times Marvel's done this.
True. Yeah, I don't know.
I would still say Marvel did it first.
Yeah. Yeah, creating the whole expansive universe thing. Now, supposedly, Sega wants to kind of build their own movie universe, I think, kind of, you know, like with Sonic movies. I think they're trying to do an Altered Beast movie. They're trying to make Sega properties into movies now. You know, there's just a lot of different things that, like, companies are trying to do. The Universal Monster Universe. Wait.
I mean, though, right? That's... Yeah, Universal is the owner of like the classic monsters, but that's not technically like a movie universe. They did have a plan to try to make like a whole connected thing, but it fell through like after like the first movie was released.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're trying to revive it, but
you said there's a whole group of movies though, that they're going to try to do.
Yeah. Like they plan on remaking a bunch of the classic monsters.
I mean, it's about time. Like, monster movies kind of need their justice, because after Twilight...
All horror movies these days are just either ghosts, demons, or whatever.
Yeah, either that or they're, like, they turn like monsters I'd actually kind of like to see return to the big screen into big jokes, you know, like the werewolf films and the vampire films, like I said, Twilight. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. We don't need any more romance sagas with vampires and werewolves. It's just, no, let's just see them rip people up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go back to the classic roots of the monsters.
Yeah.
Although, slasher movies are still pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, like, the ghost demon movies are okay. Kind of tired of them.
Like, recently, I've been watching the Scream franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Scream's good. They have, so far, 4 movies, and MTV made a series of it with 3 seasons. And then now, just recently, they announced they're making a 5th movie.
Yeah, I'm kind of, like, so here's the ones I'm kind of tired of, though. I don't want to see very many more horror comedies for now. I think they could come back, but let's just kind of, like, put a hold on those, because those have also kind of been a thing. More of a thing, like, they kind of just turn regular monsters into jokes, I guess, if you know what I mean? Like, you know, a scary movie and stuff like that.
Basically parody movies.
Yeah. Like, I'm kind of wanting to see more of a hold on those, and I'm kind of wanting to see, like I said, like, more traditional monster movies, or slashers, or, you know, just give us... I wish Hollywood would actually give us what we want, like, the horror fans. I'm not really a horror fan, per se, but I kind of want to see more of it. Like, I'm kind of getting a little bit more interested. So, I want to see them actually try more than they have in the past couple... I'd say the past decade, really. Past 20 years, really, actually.
This right here is basically Hollywood in total. It's like someone, here, look, this original idea came up. I think it'd be really cool. Hollywood, get that trash out of here. And then Hollywood sees an old movie. See this? Redo this.
Or Marvel movie. Make this. I hate to say it, but Marvel movies aren't that original.
Well, I mean, the Marvel movies, they're just adaptations of comic books that have already existed.
I know, but I'm just telling you that I don't find the films very original. People are probably going to get mad. I don't really care.
I mean, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, so whatever.
You know, I mean, like, they're fine. I just...
I mean, like...
Meh. There's too many.
Like, how we were talking earlier, how a bunch of, like, different studios are trying to make, like, big interconnected universes. Like, DC has even just recently done that with their... Arrowverse shows, like from the CW.
Mm-hmm.
They had this big crossover between all their shows. It was called Crisis on Infinite Earths, and they had like a bunch of different like cameos and references to basically like almost every DC property you could think of.
Yeah, and they're also
trying to interconnect it together to make like one big DC universe.
Yeah, and they're
trying
also
to say like a whole multiverse thing.
Yeah, they're also kind of trying that with Hanna-Barbera, but I don't think that's really gonna work, to be honest.
I mean, I liked the Scoob movie.
Yeah, it's fine. I just don't think... Like, how are you going to make a Captain Caveman movie, and, like, why would you care? Oh, that's, like, what one person said.
And is also, that... As you say, is that being rumored?
No, but, like, they're saying, how would they make one like that work, and why would you care? Or, like, how would you mix the Jetsons and the Flintstones? Like, if that ever was a crossover, how would you do that? Like,
That's been done.
Yeah, in the shows, but I mean, like,
as you
how
say,
would you, like,
as
make
you
a
say,
really
yeah, there's actually been like a cartoon like special where it was like a crossover between Jetsons and Flintstones.
I guess maybe like a time machine thing, maybe like they could be.
I think it was like a little alien guy that like transported them from like the future and past.
I know, but like what I'm saying is like for a Hanna-Barbera movie, like if they're gonna do that, maybe like make it to where it's more like time travel, maybe. I don't know, maybe you could have like the little alien, maybe the little alien is like, I don't know, maybe they find this alien and he has time travel technology and they, you know, go on an adventure with this alien into the Flintstones universe. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
Basically, it's like, how would they make a movie like that? They basically just capitalize on nostalgia.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
I mean, I think, like, the Scoob movie, it's not... I don't think that movie is pretty... I mean, it's like, marketed as like a kids movie, but I think it's more like geared towards like the kids that are now probably like maybe like late teens to young adult that like grew up with the original show.
Yeah, because they used to play it on Boomerang all the time. I remember my parents would put on Boomerang. I'd watch VHS tapes at my grandma's house, like of Scooby-Doo. Like, she had some original tapes of Scooby-Doo cartoons, and I watched those, like the original show. And I don't know, like, I'd see it on TV and I'd see it on tapes, right? So I had some childhood memories of it. I just think today, like, today's kids have probably no clue. Like, either that or they only know from like watching YouTube videos.
Well, I mean, they've redone Scooby-Doo so many times. Like, there's been several live action movies, there's been several different series.
But you know, like, there's kids that are kind of growing up on YouTube. They're not growing up on original TV shows. Actually, I know, one of my cousins, I'm not going to say his name, but he, like, he's like, I don't know, what, 5'6" or something like that, about my brother's age.
Never lets go of a phone?
Pretty much, and he's watching YouTube videos. Like, my uncle tries to get him to watch original TV shows. He's not interested. He'll just watch basically like Fortnite videos and basically like Fortnite gaming videos and, you know, kind of kids, I guess, and like that Ryan's World or whatever on Nickelodeon or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the only thing he watches. He won't watch original TV or YouTube, or like to the extent, like, he doesn't watch like classic TV shows. Like, he just has no interest in them. And to me, that's kind of sad, because I'm like, I grew up with this stuff. Like,
missing out on really good things.
I mean, maybe when he gets older, like, maybe he'll see some YouTube videos. Like, his YouTube tastes will change. You know, like, he won't watch Fortnite videos forever, right? Like, probably once he's probably, like, I'd say, I don't know, 8 or 9, he'll probably start getting different interests, right? Maybe even...
Probably.
7. So, like... In a couple of years, his taste will probably change, and he might start watching original TV. Honestly, like, I kind of like, if I lived more close by, I'd actually probably try to influence that a little bit, like try to show some like really cool like TV shows, like Teen Titans and stuff like that.
Pokemon.
I think SpongeBob. He kind of likes Pokemon, actually, but
more. I like remember in the when I was younger, sense. Like whenever sense. When I was younger, I watched SpongeBob all the time.
Yeah, I was a big, like, I was a big Clifford watcher whenever I was really little. And Snoopy, apparently. But anyways, we're at almost 1 hour and 20 minutes, so we're way over time. So
We had good discussions.
Yeah, true. And I hate cutting it off, but we probably need to, you know, because I got to edit this thing down a little. Or, well, I don't need to edit it down. But
not edit it down, but you need to get it put together.
Let's go for a 2-hour-long special.
No. Maybe, yeah, maybe like Halloween, but I don't know.
Especially if we're going to record a video after this. That ain't happening.
Yeah. Well, it's already 12:34 right now, so I don't know. All right, well, we'll talk to you in an episode in 2 weeks. Cue the outro. Dun 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 dun. That was just a waste of time.
Are we done?